In an early account of curling by Kerr, the village of Wabaoshien built its first rink in 1879. This was fully 40 years before James Playfair founded the Midland Curling Club in 1919. In one of the accompanying photos are the details regarding the first stones used in Wabaoshien. Rampant rink rivalry was a constant theme in those days as it is today. Ask Penetanguishene if they would ever join Midland, and we are met with an icy silence worthy of the deepest winter freeze. Playfair would likely roll over in his grave if he knew Midland was contemplating bowing down to those fellows. These are serious matters that can be settled on the ice. Big prizes as well as bragging rights were part of the mix in which ancient religious and ethnic divisions were fought, with broomsticks slapping and stones smashing into each other. Silver tankards and large prize cups are stored in Midland's curling club to this very day, reminding us of battles once fought. Keen they were in those days, keen indeed. Today our hero's pantheon has names like Hudson, Howard, Cumming and others engraved upon shields like Lion's rampant clawing victory from defeat. In another photo, we see our heroic lads and lassies fresh from MSS or, even, PSS. The need for a new bonspiel between Christmas and that holy time at Easter is nigh. At least 10 days or more will be required to raise the spirits and remind us that Midland needs this tonic in the very heart of frozen February. The time is now to shuck off the darkness that beats us down, till light returns and day grows long. Renee Hackstetter, October 19, 2022.